We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Last night, I'm sick of Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You're tired of it.
He's 17-4 against the Niners. It's been a lot of Russell Wilson to start the season, and the Niners haven't played him yet.
But here's my thing, and then I would say to you, this does feel like one of the final matchups, Niners versus Russ, because now that he's in the AFC West, you're only going to see him
every 4 years.
So we're going to see him 4 years from now. Who knows where he's at in his career?
Right.
Who knows where the Niners are at in their life cycle? Like, 4 years is a lifetime in the NFL.
Right.
So, like, as much as I hear you, I'm fatigued by Russ. I am looking forward to, okay, he's out of the division. We get this one last matchup for a good 4 years. Like, I am interested in that. And 17, maybe I'm alone.
Well, no, I don't care so much about seeing him again. It's more so, you know what you're getting with Russell Wilson. And he's 17-4 with the Niners, and he still makes plays. And coming off that game last week, where they were booed at their home field, Empower Field in Denver, formerly in Invesco Field when they first opened it up. Uh-huh. But Russell's going to be looking to bounce back from that game.
100%.
Now, he's going to be down a weapon. It looks like Jerry Jeudy's out with a rib and shoulder. He did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. Looks like Jerry Jeudy's going to be out. But it is a late game. It's a Sunday night game.
I know.
We'll see about that.
That means you can't start him if you have him in fantasy like me. Like Gabe Davis the other day. I knew I couldn't play him.
Right. So, but Russell's going to be looking to bounce back. And you know what he can bring to the table. And that is annoying. He can hit you over the top. Right? He hits you over the top. He scrambles and make plays.
Which is element that really hurts this defensive line.
How did the
line?
Bears get back in the game? Justin Fields is breaking tackles, getting out the pocket, making plays. That's a Russell Wilson special.
Let me ask you about George Kittle. I'm really frustrated, and I'm not mad. I'm frustrated he didn't play in the first two games. Like, frustrated. Like, God, we could have used him at least in week one. I feel like things play out a little different. I'm very interested to see what we get from George Kittle, and then I'm cautious because of the nature of his injury. God, I don't want to see him re-aggravate anything. And I'm worried he's going to go out there and try to break 3, 4, 5 tackles because that's his style of play.
Right.
And I worry about George Kittle. If they want to make any serious hay this year, they got to have him for like 13 games.
So Patrick Surtain was a limited participant in practice yesterday for the Denver Broncos, their star cornerback, youngster, second-year player. He was limited, but it looks like, you know, that's a good sign for the Denver Broncos to get him back into the lineup. However, they are missing some guys. And they're missing Mr. Simmons.
A
great safety. Justice Simmons. He's a great safety for the Denver Broncos. He's out right now. He's out. So you could take advantage of this if you're George Kittle. Like a linebacker on George Kittle, I still like my options. I like my matchups. And we'll forget how good George Kittle was down the stretch. When the Niners started turning their season around, he had that big game against Seattle, right? 9 catches, 181 yards, 2 touchdowns. That Cincinnati game against in overtime when they won in Cincinnati against the Bengals. Big game, big time impact. We forget because he's so sporadic. And I get it. He's played 84% of the time he's played, but it feels like he's been compromised with injuries, right?
Well, and it feels like his usage, like 1 week he could get 10 targets, the next week he can get
it's
2.
Three.
Yeah, it's frustrating if you're a Kittle fan, which we all are.
Right.
And he loves to block.
He loves to block. And you have to use him as a blocker because sometimes your offensive line is leaking.
Yes.
But we forget. I think that allows us to forget how impactful he can be in the passing
game. I'm with you.
And he's one of those players. When he makes plays, the entire team feels it.
He's
a juice type of player. What I mean by that, Shasky, when he makes a play or he makes a big time block, the rest of the sideline feels it and they get up for it. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? I need to go make a play. How much better is Debo when George Kittle was balling?
He's a tone setter.
Exactly. So That's what they miss with George Kittle, having that nasty, having that fun. He's throwing the first down signal. He's got the swagger. I'm expecting George Kittle to come out here like gangbusters and make up for missing those first two games, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo being back under center.
I want him to do all those things. I don't know. Is he going to be full participant? Is he going to be on a pitch count? You know, I don't know. Because there's a big drop-off. Even though Dwelly got a touchdown last week, there's a big drop-off between Kittle, Croft, and Dwelly. Like, those other two guys are nowhere near the blocker nor pass catcher that he is.
All right, before we get to Austin and RJ.
God, they need him.
They need them big time. You're listening to 95.7 Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app in favor of 95.7 Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 Game. By the way, shameless shout-out 745. Actually, 740. Shameless shout-outs. And this week, we're going to do something different with shameless shout-outs. This week, we want you to call in 888-957-9570. Shout out your Pop Warner program. If you're a parent of the DC Stars or the Oakland Dynamites or the Richmond Steelers, I want you to call in and shout out your Pop Warner team. Yeah. Shout out to Cheer Squad if your daughter is cheering for one of those organizations. Shout out your high schools, high school volleyball, high school football. Shout out your games. What's the games of the week for your volleyball or a football game? Shameless shout out 740. Want to do a Bay Area thing because we love our high school football. Yes. We love our high school volleyball. Yes. We love our Pop Warner programs here. We love our community, and we want to see our community thrive. So we want to shout them out this Friday at 740.
I've got a special birthday shout out today.
Oh.
Yeah, special one.
Birthday.
Yeah, big 7-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Pops?
No. But he went to school with my dad. He was a few years older. But,
interesting.
Yeah, big one.
Let's go to Austin in the Bay.
Hey, Austin.
Austin in the Bay. What's happening? You're on the roast. Hey, he's listening via the radio. Hey,
what's up, Austin?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, look, man, here's what I got. Hey, Vontae, Sassy, y'all know I'm a Jimmy G fan. I'm always rocking Jimmy G. But he's sour 49ers fans, because I'm a 49ers fan, but the other 49ers fans was so out on Jimmy, wanted to get Jimmy out. I just want them to sit back and watch Jimmy win. Just watch him win. And I still think we should have drafted Ja'Marr Chase, because he would have been a high power offense. Ain't nobody stopping Jimmy G, Kittle, IU, Debo, Chase, and Jimmy G. Come on now. And a good defense. And I think and Jimmy gets to spread the ball around amongst everybody now that he's back in the lineup. Juszczyk gets more touches. Dwelly gets more touches. I feel like Dwelly should get more, a little bit more playing time. Kittle needs to still show me that he can stay healthy so we can still be a dynamic offense.
It's a good call, Austin.
Here's the thing on revisionist history on that draft. And I hear you. We all love Ja'Marr Chase. He's a stud. Like, stud. I'm not taking a third receiver in this offense because they're never going to throw the ball enough to warrant the value pulled. And again, he is a stud for this team. Shanahan isn't going to throw the ball enough to get Debo, Ayuk, and Ja'Marr Chase touches. They're just not.
But I wonder if we're going to look back 2 years from now because of the unknown with Trey Lance. Well,
I would say Micah Parsons and even Kyle Pitts. Like those, because you're going to run the heavy formations.
No doubt. But I wonder if we're going to look 2 years from now, we're going to say, boy, Trey didn't pan out. And maybe the 49ers should have built around Jimmy.
Well, okay.
Maybe they should have put their arms around Jimmy and said, you know what? Let's just build around Jimmy and let's make him the franchise quarterback. Now, some people would say, well, Bonta, they gave him a 5-year deal and they gave him chances.
But they would have never reduced his contract this year, right? He would still be if that was the case, he'd still be making a lot of money. And there's
put the money aside. They would have figured that out. I figured. Parag Marate, this is a specialty. When it comes to the monies and the dollars and cents,
why he's on a $6.5 million deal,
I get all that,
with incentives, is because you drafted the kid and he lost leverage.
Well, he lost a lot of leverage. He lost a lot of leverage.
So, like, there is a financial component.
But think about this, though. The reason why they drafted Trey, why? Because Jimmy couldn't stay on the field.
Agreed. But they also within that same parameter, they wanted to stretch the field, right? That's number two.
No
doubt. Then they wanted, as well, they wanted the caveat of the rookie quarterback scale.
Maybe Jimmy stretches
the field. All of those things.
No doubt. But maybe Jimmy stretches the field a little more with the Ja'Marr Chase. Maybe you add more weapons. He's like, you know what? I got more weapons. I got more one-on-ones on the outside. I feel a little more confident throwing to these playmakers. I don't know. Maybe we'll look at it 2 years from now.
It's an interesting point of view.
The money is going to work itself out.
Bonte, like you talk so much about the quarterbacks in that draft, right? That 2017. You've said this to me every day for what feels like three straight years. Joe, 2017, Deshaun and Mahomes. Do you know my two guys that I wanted coming out of that draft? It was not Solomon Thomas. I wanted Mike Williams or I wanted Christian McCaffrey. Okay. Right. Well, now, McCaffrey's been hurt a lot.
And right? Mike Williams gets hurt a lot.
He does. But I'm just saying, like, we could do the woulda, coulda, shoulda on draft picks for every selection they've ever taken.
No doubt.
They took McGlinchey. I remember doing the postgame show with Towney and Guru that night. I wanted Derwin James.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wanted a playmaking safety. Yep. So, like, I hear you on the Trey. They shouldn't have taken Jamar and this.
No, it's easy to do that with every draft. We're not saying. All I'm saying is 2 years
from
now. It's
fair to do with every draft.
2 years from now, we're going to say, because what happened?
No, we will. No, Bonte, we will.
Jimmy Garoppolo has a chance to stack wins for this football team.
Bonte, we're doing it right now with Joey Bart. We're doing this right now with Hunter Bishops. We do this in baseball, and our familiarity with baseball prospects is like 1/100th of what it is in the NFL and college drafts.
All right, we're going to do shameless shout-outs to 740.
I'm with you on that.
Shameless shout-outs to 740. Shameless shout-outs. Shout-out to your high school team. Who you're playing this week? Shout-out to Holly's high school volleyball team. Who's your girls playing this weekend? Who are they playing? Pop Warner team. Shout them out. DC Stars, Oakland Dynamites, Brown Bombers, San Jose Hitmen, Hit Squad, San Jose Hit Squad, Gilroy, where you at? 740, shameless shoutouts, 888-957-9570. RJ and Napa will get to you on the other side, and then we'll get into a little bit of Shanahan. How much does Shanahan want this game? Huh. How much does Shanahan really want this game? He's going back to the place where he learned the game of football. We'll discuss that on the other side. That'll be brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. They provide a luxurious, all-encompassing experience to address all of your BMW needs. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. That's BMWFairfield.com.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldwin with the NFL Network, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky, 95.7 The Game.
Sunday, baby! Broncos and Niners, Sunday Night Football, a little 50-cent Friday. What's happening, Spadone? Don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Larry Kruger and Low Deal. Start at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Larry and Low will meet you right up to kickoff. I need you to focus, Shasky.
No, it's you.
No, it's not me.
You're like throwing me the phone right in the private show.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Are we going to do the private show?
The show is presented by Harris French Beef, Legendary Beef, Legendary Quality Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey. Taste the world's number one bourbon. Shameless shout-outs. Line them up right now. 740. Shout out your football team. See, I'm already seeing some shout-outs here. 510 Comcast Business Sex
Line. Give me an example.
Battle of Oakland in Hayward High School football. Tonight is Skyline High versus Maru Catholic. And then Saturday, Tennyson versus Oakland Tech. Shout out to those schools. That's what we want. Shout out to your Pop Warner organization. Shout out. Hell, if you got a CYO team playing baseball right now or volleyball or basketball, shout them out. 740. Line them up. 888-957-9570.
All right, we're going to get back into the Denver Broncos and the 49ers. Quick aside, Bonte and I wanted to do something different where people ask us random things and then like what ends up happening is we try to put it on air and it kind of sidetracks the actual sports content. So what we're going to do is we're going to do our version of what we call the private show. Okay. Something happens in life. You get sideswiped in your car. The bus doesn't stop for you, whatever it is. I got some guy screaming at me at Starbucks this morning, for example. We want to tell a story. Maybe it's a college football thing.
Right.
We want to have a little spot where you can listen to 15, 20 minutes of us very quickly, but you can only find it in one place and it doesn't fit on air for us for whatever reason. Yeah. So we're going to go to our podcast page on iTunes. All right. And you can find it there. We're going to record the first one next week, but we have to come up with a name for it. All right. Now the private show, I believe, is not a good enough name. So we have to come up with a name, and I need our roasters to help us.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the final cup of Joe. Maybe it's, you know, a pour over, you know, cold brew. I don't know what the name of it is, but we need a good name. So if you have an idea, text that in.
Moreau Catholic.
957-9570.
Yeah, Moreau Catholic. My apologies. What did I say? Moreau Catholic? Yeah. Moreau Catholic. Moreau Catholic.
Maroon 5. That's what you're thinking of.
Shout out my son's Nicholas baseball team, Delta Breeze travel team out of Tracy, Scott from Oakley. Shout out my wife, Casey, 11 years married today.
Oh.
I'm not worthy, but I love you, babe. That's from Robin at 925. Rob.
It's not shout out time, but get ready.
That's what we're doing. Line them up. Line them up. 888, the sidebar. The sidebar is a good name.
Oh, I do like that.
That's from the 650.
I like that.
I'm not going to read that 925. I'm not going to read that. Not going to do it.
The double shot?
Backstories with Joe.
Yeah. All right. So, Jimmy Garoppolo, what to expect? Is this more about Jimmy? Is this more about Kyle Shanahan, the team? Because I know you want to get into Kyle Shanahan returning to the...
What's Kyle thinking right now? Because he's going back to Denver, where he basically held the headset for his father, Mike Shanahan, on the sidelines. Remember the Super Bowl against the Green Bay Packers? It's a young Kyle Shanahan holding the cord for Mike Shanahan's headset. It's pretty damn cool.
It's pretty cool. Right?
This is where he basically learned football.
It's like me and my brother handing my dad a wrench.
Yeah, there you go.
As he's fixing someone's toilet.
Or a Makita.
Or a Makita.
Or a Makita.
Yeah.
So, and his dad's name is going to be in a ring of honor.
Yeah.
You already see that.
I heard his dad's going to be in a suite.
He's going to be in a suite.
That's what the
thought. He's always in a suite.
Yeah, but I guess the whole family's going to be there.
Right.
Because, you know, Kyle went to high school, you
went
said?
High school there, and I believe he won a state championship.
Interesting.
Called a new segment, Split Coffee. Not bad.
Don't get distracted. Stay with me.
All right. No, so his dad, he's from there. He played high school football there. He's going back home. And you know Kyle wants this one. I think it adds to the fact that, look, man, Trey Lance is gone.
Uh-huh.
Fans are all over me. I'm getting snarky with the media. I want to shove it to them. I want to just win a game for a team to improve to 2-1. But then going back home to Denver on Sunday Night Football with all the connections between the Niners and the Broncos, doesn't it feel like this is one Shanahan has to have?
Well, the national media is going to be looking squarely at him and Jimmy G, right?
Yep.
You're the guy that traded up to get this kid. The kid's now hurt. You're the guy that wanted to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. You're the guy that was going to start the kid day one. And now you're the guy who's going to be with Jimmy Garoppolo, and everyone thinks that you're better off with Jimmy Garoppolo, right, except you. Or at least that's what I'm led to believe, right, based off their actions. So I think this is a big one for him. And people saw what he did against his number one rival,
mm-hmm,
which is Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up slightly short with Jimmy G. This feels like a big time game. It's national. This one's got a lot of narratives attached to it. Him returning home, I don't know how much that does for me. Like, for me as a Niner fan.
Do you think it does anything for Shanahan?
I do think personally for him, it's a big deal. And I can't underrate that. But think about it. Like, he got into this profession because of his father.
Yeah.
Like, whether there's intrinsic value or not, like, I feel like he got into this because of his father. And, you know, and part of why he's had some of the jobs that he's had is, you could say, nepotism.
Right.
And I would say, no, I think he's really good because he learned from his father, because the family business is what? It's football.
It is football.
You know, and this is where the family business name was made. Yes, he was a coordinator with the 49ers, but Mike Shanahan truly earned his stripes. The two Super Bowls with John Elway in Denver.
Huge, huge. Terrell Davis, and of course, he's in the Ring of Honor. He had that orange jacket on when he had his name in the Ring of Honor. It was pretty sweet, and the white hair. Mike Shanahan looks, he's the picture of Kyle and Kirk Cousins talking, and you see Mike Shanahan like they're just cheesing.
The Lobster Man.
He looks like Master Splinter, man.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, go to 95.7 The Game at Morning Roast 95.7. Is this Sunday night's game bigger for Kyle Shanahan or Jimmy Garoppolo? Let us know on the roast. Let us know on the roast. I know it's a big game for Nick Bosa.
Why do you say it's a big game for Nick Bosa?
Like, just to continue this path of trying to win the DPOY.
Okay.
Because Micah Parsons is balling in Dallas.
And when you want to win a DPOY,
these are the games you got to dominate.
But yeah, the national
games. These are the games you got to dominate.
Miles Garrett's name is being echoed this morning because of last night's game.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. He saw Baldy send a tweet. It's halftime. And Miles Garrett is invisible. You know what I'm saying? It's not good.
But everyone told me how great. And I still like Miles Garrett. No one thinks he's a...
But that's something Baldy said about Miles Garrett, that sometimes he just doesn't show up.
That's what I'm
saying.
It's
not good enough.
Yeah.
These games with Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth.
A lot of people yelled at me that, you know, Miles Garrett's way better than Nick Bosa. It's like, they're all really good.
I know about
that. But I'll take Bosa.
The sucker-free sit-down. It's not bad. These games are primetime. You get the Sunday night game, and then you get the Monday night football game next week against the Rams.
Yes,
these are games you got to dominate.
The back-to-backs,
that's
a good point.
National media see that. They're like, ooh, Nick Bosa, oh my Lord. Next thing you know, on NFL Ticket or NFL Red Zone, they're looking for number 97, right? But I want to throw somebody else into this mix for whoever, you know, who's it more important for, or who's it bigger for, Jimmy G or Kyle Shanahan. This season's big for Jimmy Garoppolo. Every single game is a bank account game. I'm going to call it a bank account.
A bank account. A Scrooge McDuck.
Right. You ball out this Sunday, the money goes up. The value goes up. Kind of like the stocks, really? Right? All of a sudden, that value goes up.
Now I'm like imagining him in Heat, you know what I mean? Like throwing giant duffel bags of money into a van.
Cash me out one time.
There you go, Kevin Dana. Look, every time he throws a completion, you see the dollar signs go up. Every time he throws an interception, it's like a momentum meter of Madden, right?
Oh.
You have the momentum meter.
Stock market?
Yeah, there you go.
Or it's like Sonic the Hedgehog, where the rings, where you're collecting rings, and then you get knocked, and then like and all then the rings all go your flying. Rings. Yeah.
That's Jimmy.
Yeah, that's
every
a
single
good one.
Game. So, but Shanahan. But I also want to throw George Kittle in there. George Kittle has been paid a lot of money. A lot of people have cited how many games he's missed since he signed the contract, and the yardage, and the receptions. And a lot of people kind of forgotten about him. You know, we talk about Travis Kelce. We talk about Darren Waller. We're talking about Kyle Pitts in Atlanta, who only has 4 catches on the season for like 38 yards.
Mm-hmm.
National television, number 85, making plays. It's another statement game for him to say, hey, you forgot about me? I'm still the best tight end in football. And so I'm going to throw him to that mix too, Shasky. George Kittle. Because a lot of people are not happy he missed the first 2 games. A lot of people think that maybe he sold out Trey. I don't think it's that deep. I don't think it's that serious. I think if he could have played, he would have played.
They just need him to play. I mean, like, this isn't about, like, who he likes, who he doesn't like. Like, when I'm paying you the amount of money that he's getting paid, I need him to play. I need him to be healthy because he's great when he's on the field. I mean, and when he's not on the field, the team loses. I think there are 11-14 now in games that he doesn't play. Like, there's that's not a good record. And so when you give a guy his yearly cash this year is close to $12 million, right? Like, that's a lot of money on this team, especially when the quarterbacks are both making less than him. I mean, he is someone outside of Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel. He's the third highest paid player on that side of the ball.
Right.
I need him to be the second or third best player on offense.
Yeah, no doubt. And no doubt. And to open things up for Deebo, because the defenses are suffocating Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
You bring up Deebo getting the ball in his hands. Well, I feel a lot better getting the ball in his hands at the line of scrimmage if George Kittle's out there on that field. Because now all of a sudden, like, our defenders really, hey, let's scheme up for Ross Dwelly.
No.
No disrespect to Ross Dwelly.
No.
Croft, when he was in the lineup. Are you really doing that for Charlie Warner? No. Number 85? Hey, the linebackers need to be on alert. The safeties need to be on alert. And without Justice Simmons for the Denver Broncos, and we'll see about Patrick Surtain, the Niners are going to have an advantageous matchup somewhere, whether it's Ayuk, Kittle, or Deebo. But it all helps because 85, George Kittle's back in the lineup.
I also think that we've made a lot of their short yardage and red zone offenses.
Been struggling.
Boy, they could use George Kittle.
He's a factor.
Well, it's not just that you have to account for him, leaking out for a play action play, but he also is a mauler. So it's like a double edged sword there. And I just think that they really miss him in the short yardage situations and in the red zone spots.
Yeah. And I know people will highlight the touchdowns. What is that? What? How many career touchdowns does he have? 18. I got to look that up.
He has 20. I'm looking at it right now. 20.
20 touchdowns.
A career high of 6 in a year.
So he may not score the touchdowns. Which was last year. But he's going to draw a lot of attention. And that opens, again, it opens up things for Juwan Jennings. It opens up things for Brandon Ayuk. It opens up things for Deebo Samuel. Maybe a running back out the backfield, Kyle Juszczyk. That's where he's important. He could just be a factor and not even get the ball. Just his presence alone, I think, helps this offense.
Agreed. And I also think that as you referenced the amount of touchdowns, it doesn't take away from how good he is. But scoring touchdowns is a vital part of the NFL. Like, getting 6 is huge. How many drives are you watching where you're like, God, I'd love to have 6 here. I got to have 6. And I just look back at Vernon Davis's career. He dropped a lot of balls. A
lot of balls.
George is a
but
more
he scored, though.
George is a more complete tight end. But I'll give Vernon this.
You know what?
I mean, Vernon was a great blocker. No, he was a great blocker.
Damn good.
But I think Kittle's got way better hands. But here's where I separate the two. Vernon would break a tackle and be gone.
Gone.
Gone. He had 2 12-plus touchdown seasons. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Crazy.
That is crazy.
And that's the one area that I wish they would highlight him more in the red zone. That's the one area of this offense that I get most frustrated about is George Kittle not getting highlighted in the red zone, whether that be splitting out or in that play action.
Yeah. I don't mean to be mean, but that's funny. A lot of Shasky, not to like derail the show, but a lot of names coming in for the podcast. A lot of names. Our girl Vanchi, what is it? V2. Y'all already have the morning roast. What about the grind where you guys get into the nitty gritty? Not bad. Coffee with J&B for your upcoming podcast. What else do we have? We got a lot of names. The Sideshow from Danker. The Sideshow.
I kind of like the Sideshow.
Kind of like the Sideshow?
I do.
Of course you would like
I
that.
I do kind of like that.
You want to be a rap video.
Are we going to play that
Be
Legit?
You want to be a rapper so bad.
I kind of like that.
You want to be a rapper so bad.
I just
want
to be. Traxamillion.
I just want to be in the video. That's all I want. I just want to be in the video. Stunna, hit me up.
I do want to be in a Stunna. Well, we may need permission slips to be in a Stunna video. Hey.
I thought you were going to go Be Legit Sideshow. Yeah. Turn this up.
Yeah, this is hard. This is one of his best beats ever.
Dude, R.I.P. Traxamillion. He made hits.
He did make hits.
Woo!
We're going to need a permission slip to go to a Stunna video, music video shoot. You see the video shoots he has?
Yeah, I don't want to be on his IG feed. My wife would kill me.
Yours?
Well, it's him shirtless and just women everywhere.
Twerking
like
everywhere.
Like he's Ime Adoka.
That's like... That,
too man. Soon?
Why you gotta do that to eBay? Man.
I have a wife.
We don't want
that
to
was
do
a
that,
low
dude.
Blow.
That was
a funny
cool,
one. All
man.
Right, I'll take
cool.
a step back.
That's not cool, dude. Don't give me the goofy mood like yesterday when everybody was cracking the jokes. I'm not going there. Not yet. Not yet. But you know, Stunna man, you start throwing money down. Dude, we can't be in a Stunna views video. What it would do to our egos if we're in a Stunna man video? And we're making it rain, and there's twerks. See, I'll start acting a fool, man, and I'll just be sleeping on the couch, and I'll be kicked out the house.
We have not talked about who the primary running back is in this game.
It's going to be Jeff Wilson Jr.
Again?
Probably.
Do you want to see Mason get some touches now that TDP's hurt?
I think we may see a little bit more Marlon Mack. The fact that they signed Tevin Coleman, is that an indictment on Jordan Mason?
I don't know. I mean, running backs are going down like every 8 carries. I can't even keep up. If you told me right now, Juszczyk is your number one running back come week 7, mm-hmm. I'd believe you.
Yeah. I
mean, B, the game on the line last year, they had no bodies healthy, and Juszczyk got the touch.
I know. That still wasn't a good play call. I don't care. I know Merk Wheeler says, you guys are questioning Chenna. That was a bad. Trent Williams couldn't even run out the tunnel to start the game. I watched him. Rocco and I sat there. I was like, the Niners coming out this tunnel right here in front of us. They come out. You got the boombox guy. Mm-hmm. Trent Williams couldn't even move. He couldn't even jog down the sideline.
He moved much better in game 2 than he did game 1 this year. Trent Williams.
Chicago,
I was really looking at that because you were talking about it.
Yeah.
And I thought he looked a lot better in game 2.
Dude,
Trent Williams.
Game 1, he limped off the field at the end. I was just like, jeez. You lose to the Bears. Trent's limping. Trey's taking hits. There's no Kittle. What the heck is going on here? But he did look a lot better, and Aaron Banks looked good. You know, a lot of people say, man, Antonio S., Bonte, you was done with Jimmy G. Remember that? We can't rally around the quarterback? No. Shasky was very half-hearted yesterday.
What do you mean I was half-hearted? I was sincere.
Rally around
we do.
Jimmy. And I just see you bite your lips, but you're on to something. This is it.
We have to rally behind the guy.
It's number 10.
I'm a Niner fan.
It's go time.
Exactly.
This is the last ride. It's a big game against Denver.
When KD went down, DeMarcus Cousins stepped up.
He did step up.
Right?
We all forget. He had a big second quarter against the Raptors.
I mean, so like, I'm not trying to say that Trey Lance is KD. What I'm saying is that when guys go down, next man up. Like, we use that phrase a lot, and I figured it's a big cliche, but it applies to this situation.
Dude. Garoppolo can help this team stack wins. What do we know about this defense? They're very good.
Yes.
They're flying around, they're hitting.
Yes.
All right. We know Jerry Jeudy may not be playing in this football game.
That's very advantageous for them.
Very big.
And Hamler is their other receiver, and I heard he was limited in practice this week.
Their offensive line.
Banged up.
Suspect.
A guard and a tackle hurt.
Justin Simmons is safety, not playing.
He's a good player.
Take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
Beat them up. They're beat up. Take advantage of the Denver Broncos. And all of a sudden, you're sitting at 2-1. By the time we come back Monday morning, if they're sitting at 2-1.
Oh, my God.
Then they ramp up to the Rams game on Monday Night Football.
I'll feel a lot better.
You could win that game and be 3-1 after the first quarter of the season.
Oh,
now
my
it's about
God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And then all of a sudden, we're saying, the Niners are the best team in the NFC. That could be a conversation in a week.
It could. You got to win against Denver. Like, I don't want to get ahead of myself with LA. I don't want to get ahead of myself with LA.
I know we're
going to
get a lot of heat about Jimmy because everybody's beat up Jimmy. And I've said it over and over and over again. He's been the most disrespected 49er in my adult life.
Well, many things can be true simultaneously, Ralph. Right? Like, he can be very disrespected at times by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he can also leave a lot to be desired. He can also give you your best chance of winning this Sunday. All of those statements can be true simultaneously.
No doubt.
Right? And so, and also, he's far from a perfect player, but he's also really good when he's really good.
Yep.
You know, and this team wins when he's under center. All of those statements I just said are true.
All right, MDK1, you got the morning roast. How about the morning deuce?
I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Come on.
That is usually what comes after the roast, so I mean.
I just threw that joke in on eBay. I was uncomfortable with that. We don't know what's going on, man. Be it long out here, delete post. Shutting off comments. Dudes are going on Nia Long's Instagram page, dropping their numbers there like, hey, Nia, just call me. I mean, come on, dude.
For those that don't know what you're referencing.
Yeah, they know. Everybody knows about the Ime Udoka. He's suspended for the season by the Boston Celtics. Had a relationship with somebody in the organization. Said some things to this person. We don't even know all the details. We don't. It's a hairy situation. But he was dating Nia Long and they have a kid together, so... Yeah.
This is why I'm uncomfortable with all these relationship conversations when it comes to professional athletes, coaches, things like that. It's just, you just never know. And I don't want to get in the head of anyone. I have a hard enough time with my own marriage.
You know
what I'm saying?
Shoot or shoot. two ladies, Bate. I'm not even going to go there. The morning madness. Hey, 415 Comcast Business Text Line. Yeah, I take a morning deuce while listening to your show. See, that's TMI. Why would you want to do that?
You think Tevin Coleman gets elevated from the practice squad?
Great pivot.
They brought Not him yet. Back.
All right, how'd you feel about Tevin Coleman being back?
Well, okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He had the one game against Minnesota. The guy had like 300 yards for the Niners that year. Like, he was a non-factor. Yeah. I call him the high ankle sprain. I mean, he's always got a high ankle sprain.
He was good in 2019. He was really good.
How many yards did he have?
Dude, in 2019,
I'm going to look
really
this
good.
Up right
look
now.
It up
I
right
bet
now.
He had less than 500 yards.
I guarantee you, too.
In the regular season.
Do you remember the Minnesota game that
I
you were
said
going
he had
crazy?
100 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, he was amazing in that game. Did he hurt his shoulder? And it was done. He had a really good Carolina game.
Okay.
How many yards did he? Hold on. Let me guess.
In 2020.
Hold on. No, 2019.
I know. In 2020, he had 53 yards.
All right. 2020, he was hurt. 2019, I'm going to guess to say Tevin Coleman had over 600 yards rushing.
He had 544.
All right. That was close.
In 14 games, basically.
I split a lot of carries.
I mean, come on. This is where we're at with the running game. And at the point, I understand, like, oh, he knows the system. It's overrated. Just give me a young, youthful running back. Like, this whole, like, let me get some guy who's got no juice. I don't need 2 yards in a cloud of dust. All right? I need the guy that can maybe break one.
Jet McKinnon, bring him back, according to the 925.
McKinnon's playing for the Chiefs.
No, the paper airplane.
Yeah, and he actually looks good in number one.
He looks good in number one.
I know.
All right, couple minutes.
He's doing for Andy Reid what I thought he would do for Kyle Shanahan.
All right, where are these people at? 888-957-9570. Line them up. Shameless shout outs coming up in a couple minutes here on the morning roast. Shout out, you know what? Shout out whoever the hell you want to shout out. Pop Warner teams, high school teams, shout out whoever you want. I don't want to just read text the whole time. Give a call, shout somebody out on the radio, man. Shout out your daughter, shout out your dog, shout out your high school team, high school volleyball, cheer team, whatever you need to do. 888-957-9570. Shameless shout outs coming up in a couple minutes.
So I keep coming back to the same thing. You got the Russ narrative. You got the Jimmy G narrative. You got the Kyle Shanahan going back to his the place where his father was an absolute star. I mean, He's probably the greatest coach in Bronco history. Is that
Mike Shanahan?
Is that an overstatement?
Yeah, he won the 2 Super Bowls there.
I mean, that was their winningest era, right? I know that they were good.
Dan
in the
Reeves
70s.
Was really good.
Dan Reeves was good,
but they lost. They didn't.
Multiple
they couldn't
Super
win a big
Bowls,
one.
Yeah.
Couldn't win a big one. Lost to the Washington Redskins. Lost to the Giants. Niners got blown out.
Yeah.
They got blown out in the Super Bowls. And he's just lose. They got blown out. Mike Shanahan did win 2 Super Bowls with Elway, which is what elevates him. And he was a longtime assistant there. He was an assistant there for like 7 years.
So which one of those does it the most for you, like this weekend? Because I'm curious what the NBC broadcast is going to really highlight. I feel like it's Jimmy.
So my big gut is going to tell me that they'll have a little montage of Shanahan being young, yeah, holding the headset.
Yeah.
They'll show Mike in the suite. Yeah. They'll show his name. But it's going to be heavily slanted towards Jimmy Garoppolo. The intrigue with number 10. Because a lot of people nationally can't believe that this guy helped you go to the NFC Championship game. And you had him coming off the bench for Trey Lance. Yeah. A lot of people don't get that. And I get it. I understand. And then you get all the comments about the veteran saying, hey, he gives us a better chance to win. It's going to be heavily towards Jimmy. How many shots towards Jimmy Garoppolo? The stats, the looks, him on a sideline with Brian Greasy.
The image of Trey Lance and the cart, they'll have that, right?
The last time he was playing for the 49ers starting the game, NFC Championship game. Boy.
Yeah, that's going to be all that. And then there's the Russ angle, right?
Like, yes.
I mean, look. It's a
juicy game.
It is.
It really is. Man.
And then you got the Hackett situation and everything that's going on in Denver. They've got two rookie coordinators that are on that staff for Denver.
This is a winnable game,
right? And that's where I look back. I know we're going to make a big deal about Jimmy. I look at the head coach and I say, you have a schematic advantage over a very shaky early coach in Hackett. Yep. And then you should have a second-year defensive coordinator going up against the first-year offensive coordinator. And Shanahan, you're a seasoned vet in the NFL going up against a rookie coordinator on defense for Denver. Like, they should have all the schematic advantages. Denver, as banged up as the Niners are, they're equally banged up.
Is this another gotta-have-a-game? How would you label this game?
Aren't they all?
I know.
Aren't they all? I know.
It's not a trap game.
But I'll say this. If you fall to 1-2 with the Rams, you can't look ahead.
No.
It's hard not to.
That's what I'm saying.
If you
finish the first quarter of season 3-1, Shasky.
I'll take it 2-2. If you told me, Joe, after four weeks and you lose Trey and everything and Kittle doesn't play two games and you go 2-2, I would take that. That's why this one's so big.
Let's go. Shameless shout-outs, baby. Let's do it on a Friday. Shameless shout-outs. The calls are lit. The texts are coming in. YouTube, Twitch, and a Comcast business text line. Spadoni, let's hit it.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for Shameless Shout Outs on The Morning Roast.
Well, you know you make me want to.
Shasky, we have a lot of shout outs here. We'll get to the lines in just a second. A lot of them on Comcast Business Text Line. You got a birthday shout out, though.
Yeah, I want to start off right here. This guy is a San Francisco icon, a city legend, an Olympic Club stud. Happy 70th birthday to Reardon High School's own Paul Simpson.
Wow.
CYO legend who played with Kevin Rustani in the 1960s.
Wow.
70 years old. Paul and me are going to create a podcast one day called City Life.
I like that.
It's going to come. We're going to expose all of these politicians who are fraudulently ruining our city.
You might want to stay away from that.
It's a joke. But I love you, Paul. Paul tags everybody and emails to the mayor left and right. Paul does care about this city. Happy 70th birthday, buddy. Can't wait to see you
again. And rest in peace to Kevin Rustani. Rest in peace to Big Bird.
Legend.
Big Bird. Rest in peace
to Jim is named after him now.
He used to do a lot for, the spot by the zoo for special needs kids. I think he used to do a lot of things there, too, for them.
I went unfamiliar with
him. Yeah, it's right next to the zoo. Special needs kids, they go there. It's like a center for them. They could play games, play basketball. We went there one time with City College.
Gotcha.
Our sonny Big Bird was there. We're all playing. He was a good dude in
played
the community.
First base and softball for many years against my dad and I. He's a great man, and he's dearly missed.
All right, Spadoni, what you got? Loveman, what you got? Then we'll get to the lines.
I want to shout out my father-in-law, Bob Ingersoll. He has been going through some cancer treatments. So I'm pulling for you, Bob. He's so strong. He's been a baller throughout this whole process. Kept a smile on his face throughout. He's a great grandpa to Benny. And I love you, man.
All right. What you got, love, man? What you got?
I'm going to shout out, since we're doing the high school theme today, I'm going to shout out my high school, Las Lomas Knights. Going to De'Anza today to take on, I don't even know what De'Anza is called.
The Dons.
There you go. Taking on the Dons. Knights off to a rough start. 1-3. Hopefully they can get it back on track against De'Anza.
All right, let's give another shout out right here.
Okay.
Tommy Guerrero, if you're out there, a shout out to the SFPAL 49ers. They have a game this Saturday in Santa Cruz. Booyah! The 10 and under and the 12 and under. SFPAL 49ers.
I shout out my guy, Nance P. and the entire DC Stars organization. Nance Pia's son, Fat Fat, playing for the 6-and-under team.
nicknames.
Yeah, yeah,
he's got a big nickname.
That's an all-time.
Fat, come on.
Hey, he knows what time it is, but I'm not going to give out the government name. I didn't get permission. But Nance Pia and everybody with the DC Stars, I was so impressed with their organization. They had the barbecue going. They had the ticket booth going.
Was their offense organized. Next level?
Their offense is really good.
Yeah?
A lot of jet sweeps. A lot of jet sweeps. I shouldn't be saying that. Sorry to the Richmond. I'm giving out the whole damn Scott report. All right, let's go to Tamir and Oakland. We'll start off. Tamir. Shut up, Tamir. What's happening?
Long time no hear.
Hey, what's up, guys? Give a shout out to my sons. Pop Warner and team play for Livermore Bulls. They play Oakley this week on 24th. And I got to give a big shout out to my Tennyson Lancers. We got Oakland Tech this week. We're about to get that dub 4-0, boys. Let's go.
Let's go. Tennyson rolling right now, playing the Tech, playing the Bulldogs of Oakland Tech. I like that. Daniel, it's San Jose. Daniel, what's happening? Who you shouting out?
I'm shouting out my son's football team. I'm assistant coach. Coach Dan.
What football team? What football team?
San Jose Hit Squad.
San Jose Hit Squad. Saw you guys last week against the Stars. Name. And San Jose Hit Squad. Shout out to Daniel. Check out your radio next time, Daniel.
It's the Pomeray Center. The Pomeray Center.
The Pomeray Center.
There you go. That's what everyone's saying out near the zoo.
Yeah. Pomeray Center. They do a good job out there. We got Josh of Santa Cruz.
Josh,
what's happening? Who you shouting out?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm shouting out my mom, Janice Coda. She's a hardworking woman, 7 years old, still making barbecue for everybody.
Nice.
Got a big catering this weekend, and I just want to shout her out. I love you. Go Niners.
Go Niners. There it is. 888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs right now. Shout-out whatever you want to shout-out.
650. Shout-out Coach White, AAU basketball.
Yep. And then shout-out Cyrus. Wants to shout-out his bro, Michael Parsons in San Jose. It's his birthday. It's his birthday. Leon coming in. FYI, my nephew Napoleon plays for the 10, 12 and under team, DC Stars too. Shout-out to Leon and his daughter, young Dom out there in L.A. going to college. And she just got invited to the Filipino National Women's basketball team. She's going to be trying out for that. Shout out to Dom out there and Leon doing the damn thing. Mason in Richmond. Mason, what you got?
My name is Mason Bright from the Richmond Steelers. AU Baby Maniac.
Let's go, Mason. Mason, who you guys playing this week, Mason?
Gone.
All right, shout out to the Richmond Steelers.
He was ready.
He was ready to go. Mason, let's go to Gary and Martinez. Gary, what you got? What you got, Big Gary?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I'm giving a shout out to my son, doing big things with the surf soccer team out here in the East Bay, and a shout out to y'all. We love you, man.
We love you too, Gary. We really appreciate that. 925 Comcast Business Tech Line. Shout out to Jimmy Garoppolo. That's right. 405. Shout out to Westmore High for having a great football field and no team. That's not right. Their field is good. They host Sacred Heart Cathedral for a lot of practices. Let's go to Howard in Oakland. Howard in Oakland, what's happening?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just want to put a shout out to the Mac House from the West Oakland. McClyman High School Warriors.
Let's go.
That's right. State champs.
Let's go.
Howard, state
Let's
champs,
go.
Baby. McClyman's state champs are home with Marcus Peters. They've got a great, great program. 5-1-0 shout out, Yuba City 8U team. Taking on Elk Grove this week. Let's get the dub, Yuba City. Taking on Elk Grove. That's a big game up there in Sactown.
And the 12U Panthers, the East Bay Panthers, are facing the Delta Patriots. So shout out to the baby boy, Carter.
I like that. 408 Comcast Business Text Lines. Shout out to Aubrey in the second grade in Montgomery Elementary in San Jose. Dad loves you. That's Rick the Father. Aww. Rick the Father. That is pretty cool stuff. Shout out my wife, Jessica, for being such a great wife and mom. Always taking care of the kids. I can't wait to meet our fourth child. Baby Drew down.
Wow.
Baby Drew down. Let's go. Shout out to Ed and Baby Chaz out there doing a dead thing. They're kidding. Baby Chaz is growing and is doing a great job. Took it to the playground yesterday. Had a lot of fun.
I want you to Google Drew down in the Looney's Ice Cream Man video.
Oh, come on.
Might be my favorite one of all time.
It's unbelievable. Let's go to Delta.
Drew down, top five hair all time, Barry.
Delta, all the way in Missouri. All the way in Missouri wants to shout somebody out. What's up, Delta?
It's Drew down.
What's up, man? First of all, I'd like to get a shout out to my boy Butcher Boy. I met him last year at the Fortinanda game, my first time going there.
Let's go.
And I'd like to give a shout out to my clan on Call of Duty, Fortinanda ERX, baby. Let's go, Nana!
I love that. I love that.
Was he playing against Kyler?
Hey, I'll say this though. Kyler did his homework at halftime.
Hey, did you see that virtual reality NFL game that's coming out?
I did see
that. And they were like, Kyler's never going to practice again. No. He's just going to play virtual reality.
Hey, he just plays street football against the Raiders in the second half.
Sick. He might not study, but damn, he's good.
He did a little bit of homework at halftime.
So sick.
He knew where to run. Chad Paul in Oakland.
Oh, my God.
Chad Paul, what's happening? You're on the road. So you're shouting out.
I'm shouting out my KU football team, Bay Area Lions.
Let's go.
Let's go, Bay Area Lions.
What position you playing?
I play running back and out in corners.
Ooh, sounds like a player.
Who do you guys have, Champo? Who are you guys playing this week?
I'm playing the number two team, Grant Junior Pacers.
Ooh. You're going to smoke them, aren't you?
Hey, it's a big game, Champo. Go out there and kill them, all right, Champo?
All right.
Let's go, Champo. I love hearing from the kids.
Great.
And the Pop Warner teams. Dustin in Mountain View. Dustin, who you shouting out, Dustin?
Oh. Dustin, I just want to give a shout out to my two sons, DJ and Marcus. We're on our way to school right now.
Let's go,
DJ Marcus.
Good job, those Pops. Books.
Good job, Pops, getting them to school. And thanks for listening to the Morning Roast. Duke in the city. Our baby man, Duke. What's happening, Duke? He is shot out.
May y'all already know what it is. May Nina Empire rise up.
Let's go.
Give a big, big shout out to Local 10, man. 91, Local 34, 75. Man, we in big contract talks right now, man. Y'all keep us in prayer, man. We're trying to get this done. And like I just told your boy, a big shout out to my wife and my daughter, man. Especially my wife. She's been sacrificing a lot. She's doing this bodybuilding competition, man. She just transformed her body. She's a fighter.
Let's go, Duke. Don't be a stranger.
All right, let's go to Burchess in the city. Burchess, what's happening, my man? You're on the roast.
What up, Vontae? How we doing today, brother?
Hey, man, we doing great, baby. Big game on Sunday. Warriors Media Day Sunday. A lot of things happening in the Bay.
That's what's up. Check it out, man. I want to throw a shout-out to my AAU team that I coach, my 13 and unders, NP Force out of Pacifica, California. We play this weekend in the Bay City League in Atherton.
Nice.
Sacred Heart Prep.
Nice.
Let's get it, boys.
Let's get it, Burchess. Let's get it, boys. Let's get these last calls here before the injury report. Love doing shameless shout-outs. A lot of great programs out there. High school, AAU, Pop Warner. We love the kids on the Morning Roast. JW in the city. JW, who you shouting out? JW, going once. Ah, JW,
like the Marriott.
510. Shout out, a good one. Shout out to my 9-year-old daughter. I don't want to jack her name. What do you want to guess that one, Shasky?
Marilyn, I think.
There's no R there.
She scored her first touchdown at school yesterday.
Oh, that's cool, Mary. Good job, Marilyn.
Girls can play with the boys all day, every day.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. No doubt about that. Shout out to my son, Jorge, who had to listen to Niner Radio all week after his Raiders loss. That's from the 408. Let's go to Amir and Concord. Amir and Concord, then we'll get to Marie, and we'll shut down shameless shout-outs. Amir, what's happening? Who you shouting out?
I would like to shout out my football team, the Concord Cobras.
Let's go,
Concord Cobras. Who you guys got this week, Amir?
I forget what they're called, but they're Broncos.
Hey, it don't even matter. Hey. The Broncos are going down, baby.
Hey, you know what? I want to shout out all the parents out there and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles. Yep. That are schlepping these kids from practice to practice, game to game.
Yep.
There's so many travel ball and AAU parents and football and soccer, whatever the sport is. And you know what it is. Yep. You drop your kid off, and then you got find something to do for an hour or two, or you're at a field
there,
all day.
And you're there all day long.
It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. So shout out to the parents, man.
Yep, no doubt. Shout out to the Fairfield Falcons, you football.
Let's go.
Game of the week, 10 and unders. Let's go, Fairfield Falcons. And then Marie in San Jose. Marie, you're going to finish this off, Marie. Who are you shouting out this week?
Thank you. I want to shout out my son, Mr. Broncotti, who is in his first year of teaching. He's got a fourth grade class at Ernesto Galarza Elementary School in San Jose.
Nice.
No doubt.
Very cool.
Love
Very
that.
Very cool.
Love that. A lot of great shout outs to all the teachers. Yeah, shout out to all the teachers. Shout out to everybody on YouTube, Twitch, and the Comcast Business Text Line. Shout out to Archbishop Reardon. Open it up, WCAL play against Valley Christian.
Well, it is the best conference in Northern California, and it's indisputable.
I can't really argue that.
Yeah, I know you can't. Yeah,
okay, that's a tough one.
It is what it is.
But it's Sarah.
It's the SEC of Northern California.
Well, right now, it's Sarah and everybody
It just
else.
Matters more.
It just matters more. WCAL, it just matters more.
It does matter a lot more than WCAL, it does. No doubt. But it's Sarah, St. Francis, and everybody else. Somebody got to catch
well,
Sarah.
In football.
Good.
In football.
Big sexy in the 415. I want to give a shout out to my fellow Crusader brother, Butcher Boy.
Let's
Bay
go.
Area Bonte. He's calling me Bay Area Bonte for holding it down on YouTube.
Let's go.
Love that. Thank you, brother. Thank you. That was a lot of fun, man. Shameless shout-outs every single Friday at about 7:40. It'll make you feel good. Hear from all the parents, all the kids.
That was fun. It was fun hearing from all the kids calling in because sports is a big part of a kid's life.
Yep,
you know,
no
for
doubt.
The for the ones that play. It's not for everyone. Some kids are into dancing. Some kids are into, you know, doing plays and musicals and things like that or whatever it might be. Some might just be playing video games. You know what I mean? But, you know, sports is a big part of a lot of kids'
no
lives.
Drew don't care. Shout out to car wash you get after the oil change at the dealership. I like that.
Well, no, you should actually go to Kirby. Kirby.com. CURBEE.com.
This is Shasky. I'm
Oil 15.
Mad. Oil 50. Shasky, 50.
This is Check why I'm that. Angry. This is why I'm angry.
Why? It's Friday.
I shouldn't be, but it's your fault. You blew my birthday. Just blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anybody to know. You blew it up.
Shout out to Big 5-0 for Bonte.
Antonio, shout out to the ring still in the store that Bonte hasn't bought yet.
That is not my fault.
It's your fault.
Go from boyfriend to hubby. So let's make that happen this year, okay?
It's been a rough week for you, boy. I've heard the M word a million times this week.
Well, I mean, you're dripped in gold around your neck. You look phenomenal.
I know.
Speaking of that, let's see an injury report.
Let's call Spadone.
That mouse was moving back there.
Mouse was moving.
He got a finger cramp.
Hey. Shout out to Jay Spadoni. Number two's on the way.
Yes.
Benny's about to be a big bro. Jay hanging in there. Jay Spadoni, I got your back.
Shout out Joe. Your life's done.
Yeah, I mean, Joe
can... It's been done.
I mean, it's been done for a long time. I mean, how long you guys been married, Joe?
5 years.
5 years. How long you dated?
10 years.
Wow. Look at you, Joe. You still got all your hair. Unbelievable.
For
I'm
now.
Receding now.
It's receding.
Well, he's got all that chest hair, too.
He does have the taco meat. No doubt about that. Hey, injury report. Broncos, they did not provide any positivity when it came to Jerry Jeudy yesterday. The star wide receiver from Alabama. Remember, he was in that first round class with Justin Jefferson and Henry Ruggs and CeeDee Lamb and all those guys. Well, he's in danger of being ruled out for Sunday night's matchup against the Niners due to a shoulder and rib injury. He did not practice all week. We'll see what happens today. And we'll ask Benjamin Albright at 8:30 about the Denver Broncos. But he was seen suited up on the sidelines. But you know what? Doesn't look good for Jerry Jeudy. And that was the injury report. Oh, where's my read? Oh, injury report. Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers. Compensation law firm helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. So it's coming up in a game. Sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. We're going to take a timeout for the Niners. Shasky, let's talk some Dubs. We're about to talk some Warriors with Anthony Slater on the other side here on the Roast. Curry!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.